that metal interview.
Solar Flare is the name of the band we are interviewing on this fresh new episode of That Metal Interview podcast with your friend James. And don't forget to look us up on social media at That Metal Interview. And we appreciate your support, liking us on Facebook, subscribing to our YouTube page, and ringing the bell, of course, and so on and so forth. Thank you for downloading our episodes on your preferred way of listening to our podcast and podcasts in general, on whichever format you guys like to listen to podcasts. And anyways, we have Garion Perry from Ohio from the band Solar Flare. Let's check out a song from Solar Flare by the name of Medieval. We'll be right back.
Roaming the cattle flag across the sky, millions of souls.
Very cool. Very rockish. Ohio rock metal, or whatever you guys want to call that. That's some badass metal, badass rock. And big shout out to the guys of Solar Flare in the state of Ohio, rocking the metalheads in the area and wherever they go. And so the last album they recorded is a self-titled in 2020, self-titled Solar Flare, of course. So, and he's going to talk about the future of Solar Flare and the current status and touring situation in the U.S. and touring plans for the band. And we also ask him who his musical heroes are, you know, influences, if you will. And so here is our interview with Mr. Garion Perry of Solar Flare. Enjoy. Yeah, how you doing, Garion?
Doing good. My brain's going a million miles an hour and trying to, you know, get things done today, you know.
So is the whole band from Ohio, or where are you guys from, right?
Yes, we're all from Ohio. We're all from, like, different parts of the state. Our bassist is up near Bellefontaine, which is, like, kind of towards Columbus, while me and Ethan, the singer, we're both, like, in southwest Ohio near Cincinnati. And then our drummer's up in Lima, which is more towards, like, the left side of Ohio by Indiana. And Cody is also by me and where me and Ethan are at in Cincinnati.
Oh, wow. So you guys are from different areas. How did you guys get together? How did that happen? From, you know, you're not from the same city or town, so how did that come about?
Well, Fish, if I recall correctly, we found him on Facebook looking for a band, and he knew someone guitarist-wise. Fish is our bassist, and he knew Cody, the guitarist, was looking for a band as well. So when we got Fish in and established him, he contacted Cody and got him in, and now he's the established other guitarist of the band. And then I believe Fish also found John, our current drummer, and he was just on Facebook as well. It's all been from Facebook. Before that, like, prior lineups, me and Ethan are the two constants in the band. We've gone through a multitude of lineups, and a lot of the beginning times was, like, for Craigslist. Yep. That's how we found most of our people.
Wow.
But for this current lineup, it's definitely been, like, social media that has helped us find new members.
Very cool.
For this current lineup.
Yeah, so the last album you guys released is a self-titled Solar Flare. Talk to us about this record. Who writes the riffs, the lyrics, and all that?
So Ethan writes the lyrics predominantly. If, like, one of us has any ideas, we try to help out, or if we can change a line or anything like that. We all kind of work with each other with all the music, really. When it comes to the riffs, we just jam out and practice, and if we come up with something while we're jamming out and we like it, we try to then structure more riffs or anything else that we have from our respective, like, repertoires to then, like, just structure out a song. That's what we're doing with this new album right now, that we've got a multitude of new stuff coming out for y'all. We hope by next year.
You got something new brewing then.
Oh,
okay,
go ahead.
Cool.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying that you got something new brewing. Okay, cool. That was my questions later on. Do you got something, a new album coming up soon, or, you know, are you guys working on new material?
We are, yes. We have currently a lot of what we like to call skeleton songs, where they're structured and they're musically, they're structured and ready, but we're still, like, finalizing them and going through the rough drafts of them and making sure that, like, we know this is good. We want this next record to be leagues better than the first one. So we want to make sure that everything is right.
Yeah.
The stars align, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I understand that. I play in a band here in Texas myself, just local stuff, you know? And I understand all that, you know? So very cool. It's a whole process. Some people don't know, you know, it's a whole process. You got to do, some bands use clicks for, you know, and some bands, they just go old school and, and press record and, you know, record live. And so how do you guys do this? Do you guys use a click, or do you guys record old school, just press record and start jamming?
We actually do use a click, just because we want to make sure there's no, like, inconsistencies with timing when it comes to the songs. But, like me personally, I do like the old school method, but I'm not opposed to click myself. That's what I did for this album. That's what we all did. We want to make sure it's clean and but also rough, like, you know, dirty, like down in your face, metal.
Yeah.
But we still want it to, you know, be brushed up a little bit.
not too robotic. I gotcha. Yeah. So Pharaoh, Medieval, Born to Burn. Who comes up with these titles, man? These are awesome, awesome titles.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at RootsMusicRambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
So Born to Burn, that title was actually given to a song that our singer Ethan came up with. So a little bit of history here. So me and Ethan go back to 2013. I had formed my own band back then called Breakneck Pace, and he was the singer for the second lineup of that band. And near when that band sadly fell apart at that time, due to just many, many reasons, but nothing really too awful. it was time for all of us. We were already working on the skeleton of Born to Burn, but that was being written by a former guitarist and Ethan. So when he went and formed Solar Flare, that song went with him. And then when I joined in 2016, that became one of the, like, prominent songs for the first album, along with Medieval. Medieval is one of mine that I wrote in, like, 2005, somewhere around there, 2005, 2007.
Really?
Somewhere around a long time ago. it was really straight to the point. I love medieval fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
That was written during the Breakneck Pace days, but, like, I wrote all the guitar parts and all that stuff, and I said, Breakneck Pace is dead and done, so it's over with, so why not just bring this song over here to Solar Flare? And it's one of our most favorited ones at this point, along with Born to Burn.
Yeah, it's some good stuff, for sure, yeah. So as far as the band's genre, how would you categorize your band? It's not power metal, it's not... Is it heavy metal? Is it? How would you categorize it?
Well, our goal is power metal, but I say we're kind of a mix of both. I like to look at us kind of like Halloween, Loudness, kind of a mixture of those two. Loudness and Halloween would probably be the best descriptions, or like Blind Guardian.
Awesome.
Or Accept and Sabbath. Like, we're influenced by a ton of things, but if I was to break it down to just taking a magnifying glass, it would be heavy metal and power metal.
Wow, all very cool bands you just mentioned. Very, very cool.
Yeah. Loudness is one of my biggest influences.
Kira
awesome. Is a very, very underrated guitarist. He's insane.
Oh yeah, I love Loudness. Oh yeah, awesome Japanese band for sure. Awesome stuff. So who are your, you just mentioned Loudness, who are your musical heroes, who, you know, influences, if you will, you know?
Well, if you could see me right now, I'm wearing an AC/DC hat and an AC/DC shirt.
Awesome. Awesome.
My very first guitar hero would be Angus Young from AC/DC. I loved his energy, his play, his just overall attitude, both musically and in later years, the business side of it. It's just balls to the wall, hard rock, proto metal, and then over the years I started getting into like Iron Maiden, which are my second biggest influence, and Randy Rhoads. Randy Rhoads would probably my current biggest influence besides like Angus Young and Akira Takahashi. And there's so many I could name. There's just this long list of guitarists, but if I had to pick five, it would be AC/DC, Iron Maiden, Loudness, Motorhead, and Judas.
Awesome. Wow. All classical badass bands, for sure.
Yeah.
So what kind of equipment do you use? What can you give us a rig rundown?
Well, currently my rig has actually been scaled down by a lot because I now use a Line 6 Pod Go amp modeler. Okay. I used to use a Joe Satriani JSX cabinet with a, what was it? It was a PV head. I don't know the exact name of it. But that was my original rig for amp-wise. And guitar-wise, I used to really be into Gibson. I had a beautiful Gibson SG that I customized to a point, but sadly, due to a prior relationship, that had to be sold.
Oh, wow.
So that's gone. I'll probably never see it again. I wish I could, but...
Yeah.
I've moved on to Jackson guitars. I currently have two. One is the Jackson VRRX24, which is the Randy Rhoads V. And then I have the, what are these called? I'm looking at it right now, actually. I can't remember, but it's a Jackson Kelly. Yeah. I have a black Jackson Kelly, and then the V is a white one.
Nice.
And then I plan to buy at some point a, I think it's called a, what is it, a Warlock? Or is that BC?
BC Rich? Warlock?
There's another Jackson that's like an X shape. I can't remember its exact name at this time. But I kind of do the XYZ thing where I have the X Jackson, the Kelly is the Z, and then I have the V. If you put it upside down, it's a Y.
So,
one little thing I just do with myself when it comes to that.
Very cool. Give us your best gig and your worst gig so far.
The best gig I would honestly say was at the Courtyard Lounge in Dayton, Ohio with War Curse and Bloodletter. The crowd there was phenomenal. We played a great show. We were all on point. We were just having a freaking blast the whole time. And we came out there. It just blew the house down. Everyone was shocked at how good we did and got us some connections with War Curse and all of them a little bit more, and we hope to work with them again soon, actually. Worst gig? I would say it's my worst gig would actually not be from Solar Flare.
Really?
The worst one I would have is from Breakneck Pace at Mad Frog in Cincinnati, Ohio. This was when we were still figuring stuff out as a band, so we didn't really know what to do, and we like stumbling all over the place. The stage was extremely small.
Really?
And we were like four dudes all cramped up into a little triangle, little size stage in the corner.
Yeah.
And it didn't go well. People felt bad for us because we were a new band and. But, like, to us, we were like, man, that was not a good show. We did not do well.
It happens, you know. I guess everyone has a good gig and a bad gig, you know.
Oh, yeah, always. It happens. It's life.
Yeah. So, do you just strictly listen to rock metal, or do you listen to other types of music?
Oh, no. Like, rock and metal are the main things, yeah. But I also listen to, like, synthwave, like, 80s-style synthwave stuff.
Yeah.
If I look at it, it's really an eclectic taste. I got like blue. I listen to blues. I listen to punk. I listen to some funk music or funk rock. If I would fall into that genre, the closest to country I would go is like Johnny Cash. Really, anything that like is relative to rock around that is probably what I listen to. Besides synthwave, synthwave is its own thing. It's electronic music. But yeah, it really blues, punk, synthwave, country rock, funk music, blues, all really, like it's I was listening to some Sex Pistols, as generic as that is.
Old school, yeah. Earlier today. Have you heard, you mentioned the synth, 80s synth. Have you heard Alex Lifeson's new project, Envy of None?
I didn't know he was doing something after
Rush.
After Rush.
Yeah, you should check it out. Now that you mentioned, you know, synth stuff, and it's very cool. It's not Rush at all. It's just very cool. They got a girl singer and Maya. Very cool. You should check it out if you like synth, you know. And, of course, there's a touch of, you can hear his guitar playing, and, you know, you should check it out. Envy of None. Very cool. Anyways.
Envy. I'll check that out.
Yeah, Envy of None. Yeah, anyways, so you guys, any plans to tour Texas?
Sadly, right now, we've been trying to get shows, but it's been pretty hard due to, like, you know, prior current events. So that's honestly caused us to really just focus on writing instead.
Yeah.
But we are trying to put out shows, whether it be a tour or not. We're trying to book out really anywhere at this point, trying to get out there again. But right now, we're just focusing most of our time towards writing this next album.
Very cool. Can't wait for that. You said 23, right? 2023?
We hope to be in 2023, yeah.
Yeah, the plans. Okay. So would you like to send a message to your fans, your friends and fans listening to this podcast?
That's a loaded question. never give up. Never give in. Always follow your dreams, for they are what makes life worth living.
Yeah. There you go. Very cool message for the fans there, from your friends and fans listening to this. So everybody listening, look out for a new Solar Flare sometime in 23, as you said, right? And for now, you guys, we can check out the self-titled. It's on a digital format, right? The self-titled Solar Flare. So
we're pretty much everywhere. We're on Amazon, Google, Spotify, Bandcamp. Check out our social medias. We're Solar Flare on TikTok and Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We're pretty much everywhere. So if you want to check us out there, I'll send you the links to all those if you'd like.
Of course, yeah, I'll post them, you know, in the bio and all that. So appreciate the time, Gary. Very cool chatting with you, and hopefully one day we'll see you in Texas, you know.
All right, yeah, we would love to play Texas at some point, yeah.
Awesome. Well, keep rocking, Gary, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Do not forget to support Solar Flare. Check out their Facebook page. Check them out on YouTube and wherever you can find their music, Solar Flare. That's Solar, S-O-L-A-R, Flare, F-L-A-R-E. And it's some very good metal, very good rock, and to my ears and to many headbangers' ears and thrash metal ears. So big thank you to Mr. Gary Imperi for making time and spending some time and talking about his band and the future plans of the band and so on and so forth. So very cool. Thank you guys for accompanying us one more time and downloading our episodes of That Metal Interview Podcast. And don't forget to check out our sister station, our radio station online, 24/7 Rock Metal. You can find us at jrocksmetalzone.com. And don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.